Welcome to JBJS OrthoCore. Listen as members of the ortho community, residents, surgeons, educators, staff, and patients share their stories about the experiences and people most important in their lives and the lessons they learned along the way. OrthoCore is an audio archive inspired by StoryCore and independently organized by the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery.
Hi, I'm Ron Navarro speaking on behalf of JBJS and OrthoCore, and today I'm going to talk to Frank Kelly, and we're going to talk about Tom Whiteside's. Frank, give us some memories of Tom in this special session centered around really important people in 20th Century Orthopedic Association.
Great, Ron. Thank you very much for the chance to do so. Tom Whiteside's is a legend in the 20th Century Orthopedic Association. Tom joined the association in 1972, and up until about 2021, never missed a meeting. The 20th Century Orthopedic Association was really a huge part of his life.
Amazing.
He was a very well-known spine surgeon in Atlanta, worked at Emory University, and probably practiced for 50 years or so. He was the one that people all over the Southeast, if they had a complicated spine problem, that's who they would send their cases to. Tom was a master technician, a very brilliant gentleman, and became a great friend of mine simply because I lived in Georgia, not too far from Atlanta. Tom also had an interest in compartment syndrome and did a lot of research in that over the years.
He had one himself?
He did not have one himself.
He had an interest in it.
Because of all the trauma that came into Emory. Tom will be 94 years old this November of 2023. And I had the chance to visit with him a few months ago, and he's still doing well, but not able to get to our meetings anymore.
What do you remember about him in the TCOA during the meetings? What kind of person was he? Did he have a particular thing he was known for in these meetings, which you and I find so fondly ourselves, these meetings?
Great question. I'm glad you brought that up. A couple of things. Number one, he always had interesting questions about spine cases in particular. He really had a devotion to spine surgery and would always ask entertaining questions as well as sort of off-the-wall questions. But I think what Tom would be most remembered for in our organization, he was our photographer. He was so great about taking pictures. All of the pictures on our website, 90% of those are Tom's productions. And not only that, but there were a group of four senior surgeons who got together back in a meeting in Monterey back in about 2004 and went back, and all the pictures that had been made over the preceding 40 years, they cataloged those, put them on a disc, and now we have those available to us. But that's the work of Tom Whiteside, Mason Hull, Ed Lynch, and Jack McGinney. They did a phenomenal job with that. So had it not been for Tom and those others, we would not have the accessibility to our memories that we do now.
You know, I kind of set you up because I remember him taking a great picture of my wife and I in the very beginning of my time here at TCOA. And I got to say, you've been a great member, welcoming younger members like me. Do you know, perchance, who invited Tom into the association?
I do. Interesting question. Here's the chairman of orthopedics at Emory. Back in the 50s and 60s, when Tom was starting to work there, was a guy named Robert Kelly. No relation. Mm-hmm. But he was a member of this organization, befriended Tom, obviously, through their collegial association, and was his introduction into the 20th century.
That's great. And Tom, he was able to welcome other people in. He always made the place so welcoming for people. Tell us more.
He did. He really, I think younger members as they joined got to know Tom not only through his photography skills, but because he was such an entertaining gentleman with whom to have a conversation. Not only that, I think because of his association with Emory and teaching residents, he obviously had a special interest in younger people, simply because he'd been working with residents for so many years at Emory.
That's great. I like the some of the stories about his questions. Would he put some of the other really famous people that we tend to walk around in these meetings? This is like the who's who of orthopedics, seemingly. Would he put them on the spot a little bit?
He would. That's a great observation. And you're right, we do have some pretty well-known people in the orthopedic world, the members of the association. Tom was not bashful at all, and he would ask pointed questions of these folks and make them do a little bit of thinking in themselves. But he was just great at asking questions. He presented cases up until just a few years ago. So he was very involved in this organization.
That is so wonderful.
Not only that, he was very instrumental in making the Georgia Orthopedic Society the society it is today. We're one of the best state societies. Tom was a past president, and we have an annual award that goes to a resident for the best paper, and that's called the Tom Whitesides Award.
So, what an honor.
Yeah, and he was a great teacher, and it was a real pleasure to name that award for Tom.
Do you know any particular personality traits? I mean, it's tough being a spine surgeon, not being one myself, because there's a lot of ups and downs in the experience with patients, you know. What kind of personality traits did he have to be able to handle that sort of thing?
I think you have to be patient to some extent to handle spine patients, and Tom was. I think the main personality trait is that he was just so daggum smart and was willing to tackle any problem. I think he just had a lot of self-confidence. Maybe that's what you need as a spine surgeon, because those cases are so complex and complicated. I think he was very confident in his abilities, and I think his results speak for themselves.
That's great. Did he ever host any of the TCOA meetings that you can recall?
You know, he may have hosted one of our dinners. There was an Academy member meeting in Atlanta a couple of times, and I believe Tom hosted those. I don't think he ever hosted one of our summer or fall meetings. But another thing I know about Tom along those lines is he liked to have a little sip of bourbon.
Oh, that's nice.
As he got older and developed a few medical issues, he still wanted to have his glass of wine or his glass of bourbon, and he would measure it out and very carefully to make sure he had the right number of milliliters.
Oh, I love that.
So it wouldn't exacerbate any of his medical problems.
I like that. It's good to hear that a spine surgeon would be so exacting.
Boy, you really have to be, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Hey, Frank, I really appreciate you taking the time to share these thoughts about Tom, and hopefully he'll hear these thoughts and be tickled. And I know that, you know, your experience with him and his relationship and contributions to TCOA will be forever remembered now. So I just want to thank you, Frank, for taking this time.
It's my pleasure to remember such a great guy and a great friend. Thank you very much, Ron.
You're welcome.